We are audiostack.ai.
Combining AI writing, the best synthetic voices,
with production and delivery.
Be it ads, podcasts, or VOs for video.
Just like this ad. How would you utilize AI audio? For free.
Go to audiostack.ai/contest.
Give us just a few details.
And you could replace this spot and be heard by millions.
See webpage for T's and C's. audiostack.ai/contest.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, welcome to another episode of Crazy Fitness Guy Healthy Living Podcast. I have I just met a really cool person. Her name is Wynn Charles. I believe she wrote 12 or 13 books. And I eventually wanted to create my own book. I said it. I was trying to keep that a secret, but well, once I met her, it slipped anyway. And as a writer, she wins that race. 13 books or 14? I don't. She'll let you know for the exact number, but she puts me to shame. I'm gonna let Wynn do all the talking because she has a very fascinating story about herself, and I invited her on because I'm always looking for new people to meet and become to meet more new friends every single day. So Wynn, take it away.
Well, thanks Jimmy for having me on. And yes, Jimmy is correct in one sense. I am an 11-time published author. All my work could be found on my website, askwin.weebly.com. I'll hand that to Jimmy so he could stick it in the show notes. By the way, you guys, I think you should go listen to my podcast and go listen to Jimmy's interview on my podcast, because I do have a podcast. Oh, did I mention I am becoming a journalist? And did I also mention that on top of all this craziness, I have a neurological disability called cerebral palsy?
As I said, she makes me really look bad. 11 books, I got zero.
Yep. So, yeah. And I started kicking it into high gear in journalism back in 2010, but I didn't really kick it into high gear until March of this year, because I had a day job. I was in the education space for 13 years up until COVID hit, and education space let me go. And I realized when I was coming home from a business trip that I was coming home to no job, and I started to cry on, literally started to cry on an airplane coming back from Orlando, Florida, and I didn't know why. And then when I got to Chicago International Airport with the person I was traveling with, I realized why. why I started to cry on that flight. And basically what I have been doing for the past 5 months is not only going back to school, but back to school to get a second degree, and then but journalism work to the 10th degree.
Jeez. What made you want to become a journalist anyway?
What made me want to become a journalist? Well, 19 years ago today, as we sit here recording this interview, it's September 11th. And for those of you that are old and young and remember what happened on September 11th, 19 years ago today, when three planes flew in, one to the Pentagon, one to the World Trade Center, and changed aviation forever and changed our lives forever. And so what really made me, what stirred a passion inside me is that when I realized that people will be impacted by journalism.
There are so many ads these days wherever you go. There are ads in movie theaters, on TV, on radio, and on billboards. So why would you want to listen to ads in a podcast? Subscribe to the Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast to get these exclusive benefits. Listen ad-free. Behind-the-scenes access. Access to our free Facebook community. And so much more. Become a premium member for only $5 per month. To learn more about the Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast, go to crazyfitnessguy.com/healthylivingpodcast or click on the Premium Podcast link in the show notes. Now let's get back to the show.
On 9/11 and how incredibly hard the journalists work on 9/11, and this is before the world pandemic, mind you. And so that just really kicked it into high gear. And I was lucky enough to later on, in May of 2001, 19 years ago, I was lucky enough to go to National Public Radio and see a story drop on, they were doing a story on Guantanamo Bay. And I was so fascinated by the equipment that I could care less about the story. But I'm like, put a microphone in front of me. And so that's what led me on this interesting path to become a journalist. And a lot of people don't know that I want to become a journalist because of what happened on 9/11.
I actually remember where I was at 9/11, during 9/11. I was I was in school, and I think it was I think maybe it was kindergarten. No, was it? No, maybe elementary school. No, was it still? No, I was. It's kind of, I think it was kindergarten because it was definitely not. I think it was kindergarten. Anyway, but my parents got me. My mom picked me up at school, and she brought me back home. All the schools were dismissed. Everyone was sent home early, and my parents were all upset as is everyone, but I didn't know at the time what happened because my parents didn't let me watch the news, because back then, who wants to let their who wouldn't want to let their kids watch the depressing news? Later, growing up over the years, when I saw recaps of what happened, and that's when I knew exactly what happened. The last two years, I stopped watching the recap, not because I don't want to forget about it or move on, but it's too sad, and I will always remember it, but I just want to, as you've probably seen on TV, they used to show it every single year on certain channels. Now you have to go searching for that channel for it to be on. Yeah,
I didn't even open up the news this morning on my Amazon smart speaker because it's just way too much for those of us to remember what went on. It's just way too much. And those of us who were younger and those of us who were older remember exactly where we were and what we were doing and how many TVs were pulled into different rooms so that people could watch what was going on. And I remember a person distinctly saying to all of us, a group of kids, I was in a room with kindergarten through eighth grade was there, and I, of course, was in the back of the room, and I, the principal told myself and colleagues and the students and colleagues that we weren't allowed to leave. We weren't allowed to leave, and I believe that a lot of principals did that, the first from the East Coast that we were, because they weren't sure what was going to happen. They weren't sure what was going to happen as to if we let these kids go, what is going to happen next. And your parents, Jimmy, a lot of parents were calling schools to figure out what to do next. And I distinctly remember my principal saying to me, you're not allowed to leave until I give the go button where you can leave. Then you can leave eventually by the time 3 o'clock rolled around. We were allowed to leave, but I remember coming home and not being allowed to watch the news. Only, like you, Jimmy, only when I got older did I realize exactly what happened. Although I did watch the first plane fly into the World Trade Center, but I wasn't sure what was going on. I honestly thought it was a joke.
Yeah, I didn't know what was going on either. And I think I think before this episode gets too depressing, I think we should change directions of this episode.
Yeah.
Because not to get off topic or anything, but before we started this episode, I had to read this reading for class, and the last two readings that we read was the most depressing thing I ever read in my life. And I was like, oh, this is great. And of course, we're doing this interview on 9/11. And it's like, oh, this is getting better and better.
This day is getting better and better.
Okay, so how can we make this show more upbeat? So how many books are you planning to write?
I am working on my 12th and 13th. They're going to be published by a publisher. I do it Highland for the majority of my published work. It was self published work. So I want to write 20 books in the span of my lifetime, but I am working on 12 and 13 as we speak.
Do you mind if I ask you how old you are? I'm not trying to sound...
I am 33 years old, and I am living with my stepmom. I lost, and my fan base knows this, I lost both my parents. One in 2010, I lost my mom, and then in 2019, I lost my dad.
Jeez. I'm sorry to hear that.
So I've outlived both my parents.
I bet you could hit that 20 book goal before.
Well, I plan to do it, and after I get my journalism degree. My journalism degree is taking up the, other than podcasting, it's taking up the majority of my time right now.
I definitely hear that. Everything is taking up my time. The last time we talked, I just finally hit 500 total plays on my podcast.
Well, the good news is I have been known to break podcast feeds because people know it's me. And so as soon as this episode comes out, I'll be sharing it. So you'll get more podcast feed plays than you know what to do with because it's me.
Definitely. I was wondering, do you ever feel... do you ever feel like, I never liked the word disability, but do you ever feel like, what makes you?
There are so many ads these days wherever you go. There are ads in movie theaters, on TV, on radio, and on billboards. So why would you want to listen to ads in a podcast? Subscribe to the Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast to get these exclusive benefits. Listen ad-free. Behind-the-scenes access. Access to our free Facebook community. And so much more. Become a premium member for only $5 per month. To learn more about the Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast, go to crazyfitnessguy.com/healthylivingpodcast or click on the Premium Podcast link in the show notes. Now let's get back to the show.
I'm trying to think of a different word because I absolutely hate that word disability because it's like you're telling somebody that they're disabled when they can still function.
Oh, differently abled. Let's say that. Differently abled.
Okay, let's go with that then. Do you ever find that it holds you back?
When I learn about the complexities of cerebral palsy, I had to do my own research, so to speak. I knew there was something wrong with me when I was 6 years old and couldn't kick a soccer ball straight, and then realizing that. And then when I was in seventh grade, my mom sat me down and said, "You have CP." Well, by the time I was in high school, I started Googling CP and did a little started in my back pocket and realized how huge my disability was. And then I had to go get a psychology exam for something else. And then I realized that the two words, ataxia spastic, the psychologist put in front of the words cerebral palsy, I realized, okay, two scary words that I don't know about, but yet they have something to do with me. And ataxia spastic cerebral palsy is one of the most common cerebral palsies out there. And then in 2019, I hit rock bottom after losing my dad. And so I again, the journalist that I am and the curiosity researcher that I am, I asked a physical therapist and a PT student, I said, "Well, is cerebral palsy a bone and joint condition or a neurological condition?" They both looked at me and said, "When you have a neurological condition," and it was so interesting to me that no one said to me, "You have cerebral palsy. This is what it is." No one said that to me. Everyone Googled it. Everyone thought I knew. And I actually called a friend of mine right after discovering this. And I said, "Look, this is what I just found out. Did you know in the time that you were working with me that this was what cerebral palsy was or is?" And she goes, "Yeah." And I said, "Well, you didn't tell me." And she goes, "I thought you knew. I thought you knew by now what your disability was. So it has come into my attention that both my parents were in denial and they didn't want to tell me." And yeah, both my parents were in denial and they didn't want to tell me.
Jeez. To be honest, well, no, I kind of have a similar story as well. Maybe not like at, may not very same, but my parents knew that I was autistic. I think a lot of my cousins knew, but as someone on the autistic spectrum doesn't always know that they're autistic. For instance, it wasn't until, I'm just gonna give you like a, kind of, just give the audience a kind of a a guess, an estimate, but I probably didn't really figure it out until maybe ninth grade, maybe 10th, maybe even a little bit later in high school, because it's not that anybody was keeping a secret from me, but I wasn't really in, I knew that I was in a smaller class, it's not like I really paid attention to the other classes I went into, like the bigger classrooms. I just thought it was like, oh, my class was just in a smaller room because,
yeah,
I don't know.
You didn't.
There's only so many rooms, big rooms in school. So I just didn't know that they just kind of, I didn't know if they just shoved this in that room just because that was just the room that they have on hand.
Yeah, well, that's one way to put it.
And plus, maybe somebody could call me naive, but when I was growing up, I absolutely hated public school. Ask anybody that knows me very well. I hated public school. It's not even just that. I just hated school in general, and because I was. Now, I don't say studying, but I was learning things that I didn't like to learn, except for in seventh and eighth grade, where all my classes were basically in special education, and my teacher made science fun, and she said, like, oh, you get to do all the science experiments in high school. Wait until you see it. Well, when I got to high school, I don't think I did one science experiment whatsoever. And if I did, it was the lamest experiment in the world. Hey, yeah. Maybe that's what the experiment was, is that it was so lame that see how lame we can be in the whole high school years. No science experiments whatsoever. Take the fun out of school. Woohoo!
Yeah, take the fun out of school. Yeah, exactly. And so you either have great teachers or you don't. And what the funny thing is that until I did my own research on my own disability in high school, no one would have told me. And until I put the bumper stick up and asked questions, no one would have told me. So even though I was diagnosed with cerebral palsy back in 87, I didn't know the complexities of it until 32 years later. I didn't know that it was a neurological disability. I didn't know that I would need help for the rest of my life. But now that I know that, I have a deeper and truly appreciate the help that I do have.
I can also appreciate a lot of that same stuff as well. For the years I didn't know I found out on my own accord, and I probably would have to say, I don't think I would take it very well if somebody told me I was autistic, because at the time I didn't know what that meant until I Googled it. But now I kind of look at it as it makes me unique. Doesn't make me strange. I'm tired, and this is no promotion, but but I have to say, I am tired of all those kind of influencers / celebrities / celebrity influencers who are saying autism needs to be cured, because it really does not need to be cured. What needs to be cured is cancer.
Thank you. It doesn't need, and I'll just put this in there just to make you feel better, Jimmy. I've done research on vaccines and autism. I actually, in high school, wrote a paper on vaccines and autism. And this thing about vaccines and autism, no, it's not true at all.
It's been proven by science. Vaccines don't cause autism.
And so vaccines don't cause autism at all. So it doesn't need to be cured. CP.
We are audiostack.ai.
Combining AI writing, the best synthetic voices,
with production and delivery.
Be it ads, podcasts, or VOs for video.
Just like this ad. How would you utilize AI audio? For free.
Go to audiostack.ai/contest.
Give us just a few details.
And you could replace this spot and be heard by millions.
See webpage for T's and C's. audiostack.ai/contest.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I don't care, and I'll bark and squawk until I close my eyes and am dying on my deathbed about this, but I'll bark and squawk that there's not enough awareness about CP. There's enough research about CP, and I don't know how, I don't know if we could do any more research about autism or cerebral palsy. We need awareness now. We need to have people get.
There are so many ads these days wherever you go. There are ads in movie theaters, on TV, on radio, and on billboards. So why would you want to listen to ads in a podcast? Subscribe to the Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast to get these exclusive benefits. Listen ad-free. Behind-the-scenes access. Access to our free Facebook community. And so much more. Become a premium member for only $5 per month. To learn more about the Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast, go to crazyfitnessguy.com/healthylivingpodcast or click on the Premium Podcast link in the show notes. Now let's get back to the show.
Get the stick out of their asses. I'm sorry, but this whole controversy about autism is caused by vaccines, and cerebral palsy is cerebral palsy. Give me strength.
I definitely agree with you, because there is, I have to say, it's, I'm not like, by any means, I'm not like using this as, I'm not trying to sound like a baby or anything, but it's kind of offensive of just even saying such things, of saying that autism is caused by vaccines, because basically you're saying that that I wouldn't have gotten autism if I didn't have a vaccine. And it's like, so thanks. So basically, I could have my parents could have prevented that. It's all gene related and everything. It's what I was born with. So I don't care. It makes me who I am. Don't like it? Don't ever talk to me.
Lying that's ass. I mean, that's the way I feel about it. That's the way I feel about it now that I know about the complexities of cerebral palsy. I don't give a flying rat's ass if people see me walking through an airport, people are amazed that I can fly with help. And it's like, yeah, so I can fly and I just need help to get on the airplane. But I can fly like every other person on a plane. And what drives me nuts is that people don't believe us when people with disabilities say, hello, we have a college degree, or we're getting a college degree. And it drives me nuts, all the connotations around disabilities. And the reason why I'm getting a journalism degree is because I want to be a voice for the voiceless. I not only want to be a voice for the disabled, but I want to be a voice for caregivers who care for the disabled, to make them stand up, to make their voices shine as well.
I think, you know, I think what they really should call us instead of disabled, I think they should call us the doers, because
I love it. I absolutely love it. The doers.
Anybody who's out there, somebody can quote me on that.
I absolutely love it. The doers, because I know once I'm on a mission, I see it through. I have what I like to call dog with bone syndrome. Give me a mission and give me a, I don't know if you know this old adage, but your audience probably does, the carrot and the stick method. If you tell me we're going to do something, but there's going to be a carrot at the end, I see that mission through like there's no tomorrow. And I tell people about it. I ask questions. I see that mission through, and the like. There's no tomorrow.
You and me both. I literally can. When somebody throws a hard test my way, I might have to ask all the questions until I'm blue in the face.
Yeah, blue in the face.
I think one of my professors yesterday, I was asking her a question, you know, like she repeated herself multiple times to many of the people who had just the same question, but some reason my brain wasn't wrapping their thoughts around how to answer this one question that she was asking. And so then, so I stayed after to talk to her about something else. I'm not going to go into that because one-on-one confidential. But I asked her about the assignment, and I told her, I was like, look, I'm sorry for all the questions. I know you already just received all the questions, but my brain is just not wrapping it. It's not wrapping around. Finally, when she told me basically everything, just kind of like spelled it out for me, basically, after answering the same question over and over again on that like third or fourth time with a few other people in my class, it finally clicked to me. It's like, oh, I get it now. So right after that meeting, after class, I just sat down. I wrote the 300 or 400 words or whatever it was to answer the question. And I was like, well, why did my brain make this seem harder than it really was? And it really wasn't. And I was like, I could write 400 words in my sleep.
Yeah, I can actually, English is my strong point. English is, English composition is my strong point. All I need to do is get a little bit of help organizing it. But other than that, English composition is my strong point, and storytelling is my strong point.
So I have a question for you. What made you, did you start with your website first, or did you start with your podcast?
I started with my book first, and then when I hit the publishing button, it would have been 10 years ago now, and 10 years ago, October, and it, when I hit the publishing button, I thought, oh, great. Now I have a book. Great. I'm a published author. But how in the world am I supposed to market the dang book, not to let it collect dust on Amazon and book on the bookshelves of Amazon? And I'm like, oh, great. So at the time, I was listening to a podcast called The Creative Pen, all about book publishing. And then I just decided to, first of all, I tried YouTube, which is still up, by the way. My attempt at YouTube is still up. And so I tried YouTube, and then I literally had a fan come to me one day, and she happened to be a clothing stylist and at the time. And she literally said, "Wynn, I love you, but I can't keep my laptop open to support you while I'm working. I need something that can be portable. I need something that could be portable and I could listen to you." And so then I said, okay, meet my fan base where they're at, which I'm wonderful. It's wonderful that I did. And then I'm like, okay, what's next? So little old me sneaks into a Facebook group, and then asked what's the best podcast host, and little me goes over to that podcast host, figures out how to set up a podcast, and figures out how to get the artwork and do all that stuff. And I launched my podcast back in October of 2010. And yeah, and ever since then, it's been going strong and it's been going good. And I've got to meet amazing people and interview amazing people like you, because that's how I do. So I started with a book. It landed up turning into a podcast, and then it landed up turning into, I started with my book and then went to my website and then went to the podcast.
Jeez. So here's another question for you. Not trying to add anything to your play or anything, but I've been, ever since I met you, I mean, we haven't met in person, and boy, I would love to.
Yeah. Well, I think a lot of, half of my fan base has met me in person, and man, that was an interesting experience when we were allowed to go meet people in person. Man, oh man, that was an interesting experience. Good grief, I didn't realize how many people listened to us when how many people followed me online. It's like, good grief.
Well, so anyway, curiosity, when this whole pandemic is over, well, it's going to be two questions in one. Sorry. One, where are you located anyway?
I am located in beautiful Aspen, Colorado.
Perhaps maybe one day we can meet and in person after this whole stupid coronavirus.
Yeah.
But before that, I was just wondering, not trying to add anything to your play, but ever since I met you online, and now we're talking on my podcast, you gave me inspiration of actually writing a book. I've contemplating with notes of on my book, and like I have notes, I've written I wouldn't even say close to even how much a book how many pages there are in a book, but my question is, would you be willing to teach me how to self-publish?
I would, and this goes for anyone listening, I would be honored to help you self-publish, because then you can say, I no more excuses. I have written a book, and so many people have come to me and said, when I want to write a book, I want to write a book, I want to write a book. How do you do it? And I can teach you how to do it. And I have the resources to help you, and the resources on how to do a book. And it's actually an amazing experience.
We are audiostack.ai.
Combining AI writing, the best synthetic voices,
with production and delivery.
Be it ads, podcasts, or VOs for video.
Just like this ad. How would you utilize AI audio? For free.
Go to audiostack.ai/contest.
Give us just a few details.
And you could replace this spot and be heard by millions.
See webpage for T's and C's. audiostack.ai/contest.
Well, you know, and for all my listeners out there, wherever you're located, I'm not going to make any promises that there's a book coming, because right now I'm in school, so in college, in class this semester, and it's hectic working online. So I'm not making any promises, and I'm not like talking myself out of any of this, but I don't want anybody just to write me emails or and saying, where's your book? And it's like, I don't have one, and I don't want to explain why I don't have one.
Maybe
one day.
Give people time, space, and grace, you guys, and you'll see what we can do after college.
I'm hoping my public speaking career, my visual speaking career, will happen during college, so I can.
Yeah.
Because I'm tired of this whole pandemic, and I'm tired.
Tired. I think the rest of us are tired too.
I think the last 3 or 4 episodes, I always mention one thing about the pandemic. Let's keep that streak going. Anyway, where can people find you? All your podcasts, social media, and your website.
AskWin.Weebly.com, or they can Google my name and it should pop up. I'm all over the place, including Amazon Smart Speakers, Google Smart Speakers, yes. And so I'm all over the place, and I like to be everywhere, and I primarily hang out on Facebook and Twitter, and you guys can just follow my journey, and yes.
Well, I think you said you're on Instagram too, right?
I am. I have two Instagram accounts, one being AskWin. So it's AskWin, WIN. The other one being AskWin622, AskWIN622.
Gee, in total, how many profiles do you have?
In total, I have Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn. So that's about four.
I guess I should not say how many I have.
Yeah, people can basically find me everywhere, and people can listen to the podcast on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Sundays.
I think in total, Crazy Fitness Guy has one too many. I think in total, 20.
Well, now social media is something that keeps us all connected.
Well, it was funny, and this is what's funny. For me, I only have Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and yet Crazy Fitness Guy is more popular than me. Even though it's my own work, but
even though it's your own work, yes, Crazy Fitness Guy is more popular than you. But that's so funny because I use my first name is my brand. So Win is my legal name, and how it's spelled is my legal name. So I stick. I use my first name as my brand, so it's interesting to see how many people like that, and a lot of people do.
Well, I think after we wrap this podcast up, I think we and me gotta follow each other because.
Oh yeah, and I'm welcome. I welcome anyone to follow me and anyone to give me a shout out and come on my podcast and be interviewed and yeah.
And one more question before we go, because I know you're busy, I'm busy, everybody's busy, we're all busy. Would it be possible, I don't know about the rest of my year this year because there's September, October, November, 3 months left in the year. I'm not counting September because we're already in it. But I was wondering, would you want to be a guest on my podcast again in sometime in the future?
I would love that. I mean, the more awareness we can gain on people with disabilities, the better, because we're not freaks of nature, you guys. We have what we have, and we deal with it with grace and style.
Oh, and I got one more question. I know I just said that, but oh well. I break my own rules on my show.
Yeah, it's social, so you're allowed to break your own rules.
Yeah, sometimes I try not to, but yet I do it anyway. As an entrepreneur, do you find it hard to stay focused?
No, because I now have a job that I absolutely love. So me sitting here for the last half an hour talking to you doesn't seem like work. It just seems like another day doing what I love. Whereas when I was in the education space, and shout out to all my educator friends up there and all the educators that are still in the education space this year, I slugged along. I was the typical person that loved the day off. Now give me a day off. Can I get back to work? Can I get back to work? Because as they say, if you have a job you love, you never work a day in your life.
I don't know who says that that said that quote, but they are spot on because...
Yes, they are spot on.
I definitely like what I did too.
What I've been doing now after 13 years of being in the education space, I'm so happy that I lost my job. I'm the happiest kid on the planet that I lost my job. Bye job, because I just feel like raising awareness for cerebral palsy is my calling and my when I get off this podcast, if I've been...
There are so many ads these days wherever you go. There are ads in movie theaters, on TV, on radio, and on billboards. So why would you want to listen to ads in a podcast? Subscribe to the Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast to get these exclusive benefits. Listen ad-free. Behind-the-scenes access. Access to our free Facebook community. And so much more. Become a premium member for only $5 per month. To learn more about the Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast, go to crazyfitnessguy.com/healthylivingpodcast or click on the Premium Podcast link in the show notes. Now let's get back to the show.
Inspired one person to put one foot in front of the other, to mask up, as they say, to go into work, to deal with those kids, especially in the education space. My job is done.
I have to say the same thing. Unfortunately for me, there's some people in my life trying to push me to try to get an actual job, where I'm working for a boss, and I've done that for a few years, not full time, just part time for summer jobs. But I have to say, I think out of all the summer jobs I had so far, I've been alive for 26 years so far, 27 in October. I really haven't liked any of the things I've done. And I know that's only summer jobs, but I have never met one person, and I could be wrong, but I don't think I've ever met one person said that I love my job. I've gone to the same place in the same building and work from whatever to whatever. Because eventually it gets old, it gets boring. You see the same people on the subway, or if you're in New York or whatever city.
Yeah.
And it's like, and why do you want me to have a job? And it's like, it sounds like a fun life. And no offense to anybody who does that. That's what you do, and kudos to you, and maybe you like it, but that's not for me.
I agree with you halfway. If I ever had to get a job again, I I would not go back into the education space. I would stay in the journalism space and do a W-2 job. I would do anything W-2 job related in the creative.
That's definitely. And before we wrap up, I'd like to say, Wynn, it was great to have you on. And man, I wish we could just keep going in because my goodness, it was a pleasure talking with you. And I feel like you're a very big inspirational for people with extra challenges like me and everyone else in the world. Even though you haven't written 12 and 13 books yet, they're in progress, but just to write that many books so far, and it's like you make it inspirational of that you make me want to go write my own book right now.
Yeah. And all my books could be found on Amazon. If you just type in my name, Wynn, W-I-N, Charles, C-H-A-L-E-S, and Google I Wynn, that you guys can find my books.
And I hope I can have you back on because it was I could go like all day talking to you and one game would get bored.
Yeah, well, you can have me back on in the future.
Sweet. And let's stay in touch.
Thank you. Bye.
See ya.
We are audiostack.ai.
Combining AI writing, the best synthetic voices,
with production and delivery.
Be it ads, podcasts, or VOs for video.
Just like this ad. How would you utilize AI audio? For free.
Go to audiostack.ai/contest.
Give us just a few details.
And you could replace this spot and be heard by millions.
See webpage for T's and C's. audiostack.ai/contest.
I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2. We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.